And I dream that the night and almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love and no one could take her love away.
Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear her say she's still in love and no one could take her love away.
I wanna be loved. There's nothing better. Reach for that star and go no matter how far to the one you love, to love. And I mean all these words I say. You don't have to guess what's going on inside my head.
Just try to know all the things that our hearts say.
Listen to love and always get love to lead the way. Whenever you love, there's nothing better than love. What in the world could you ever be thinking of? It's better by far. So let yourself reach for that star.
Reach for that star and go no matter. whether you know or not. When you just hurry away, leaving me laying there in shock. I just wanna be the one that you wanna see. I just wanna have you near me. But you fly away almost every day.
You work a lot, you never stop
to love.
Stop.
I love you, stop.
Stop.
Come home from the road. Gotta stop to love.
It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. Tell you how you thrill me. I'm happy as I can be. You have come and it's changed my whole world. Bye-bye, sadness. Hello, mellow. What a wonderful day. It's so amazing to be alive. I'd follow you to the moon. And it's so amazing, amazing. I could stay forever here in love and leave you never. Cause we've got amazing love. Truly it's amazing, amazing. Love brought us together, together. I would leave you never and never. Yes, we've got amazing. And I've been waiting for a love like you.
It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you
to the moon
and the sky above.
Oh, and it's so
amazing to be loved. I follow you
to the moon
and the sky above.
To the moon
and the sky above.
Amazing. Speaking of amazing, the one and only Luther Vandross.
Mm-hmm.
And our audience, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, you guys are amazing as well. Hey, I want to thank also my co-host for Sunday Night Gold, the one and only Jazzy One, yes, Jasmine Vegas. Yes, hey, you always listen. You know, it's really great, Roy. You know, we have shows 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love it when our hosts from other shows, they listen in.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
That means they really care about what we're doing here.
Of course. This is no different from a broadcast station, because that's the typical, behavior of talent in a broadcast station. You listen to your station when you're not on the air. And again, and I think Studio W is a forerunner or a leader in this. Internet radio is slowly becoming the new principal form of radio, like broadcast radio. You know, this is it used to be in the 90s or early 2000s like ham radio. No. This is real, folks. And you know it, those of you who are loyal listeners, you got the deal, because you are loyal, so it must satisfy an inner need.
Absolutely. You know, and there's so many ways you can reach us, right? We have two apps, the Apple app and also the Android app. Android, just go to your Play Store and download Studio W. Apple Studio.W. Available on Apple CarPlay and Google Play and Alexa. Okay, tell Alexa to launch Studio W or Play Studio W. And feel free to visit our website. Leave a comment. That's StudioWBuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com. Got more music here, Professor.
Oh, great.
Let's get to it right
now. Yes.
Oh, from the same album, Give Me the Reason.
You're doing it up, man. God.
Man, You sit the list. Hey.
This was jam.
I'm telling you right now. Give me the reason. Hey, Professor, this one, next cut coming up. This was a Dionne Warwick cover as well.
Okay.
Luther covered this one. Anyone Who Had a Heart. That was a yes. Dionne Warwick.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. One thing about Luther, he was in that clique. You know, he did, backing vocals for, Dionne. He produced and wrote for Aretha. Sissy Houston sang backup for him on record, and Whitney opened for him. So he was in that clique. Let's not forget the close relationship between he friendship between he and Patti LaBelle, who would often hang out together, doing Jump to It. They would cut sessions every day at 1 o'clock for lunch and watch All My Children together. Okay. You know, we can't forget that he started the first Patti LaBelle fan club his freshman year of high school.
Didn't know that. Yeah. But you know, I tell you, you mentioned something about, Sissy Houston.
Yeah. He was in that circle. That clique. Yeah.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
There's a relationship between Dionne Warwick and, Sissy and Whitney Houston.
Dionne is Whitney's cousin.
That's what I thought. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Hey, we got this for Monday Night Madness. You get it right here.
Hey.
This jam. This one. Oh, man.
This is nice.
Real nice. Oh, you a kickback, grab a glass on this one. Or grab your honey.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Now, we're not responsible, I already told you.
Nope.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you, knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue. What am I to do? Every time you go away, loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die. Knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really hurt and hurt me like you've hurt me and be so untrue. So what can I do? Love me and love me.
take me in her arms and always love me, love me. And why won't you? Anyone who had a heart would love me too. Anyone who had a heart would surely take me. Anyone with why won't you? No one's gonna love you like I do. No one's gonna make you feel the way I do. No one. And I say, oh my, in a lot of ways you're a lucky guy. And oh, now all you need is a chance to try and in love. Those feelings that I want to touch any love. What a world for the lonely kind. Sometimes I feel I'm gonna lose my mind. Can anybody tell me just where to find any love, any love? Oh, everyone needs a love, no doubt. Any love, any love. And, everybody feels alone. Any love, any love. And I know there's a love into my life, into my life. Try to think positive, and hey, I pray for someone good to give any love. Love is sweet and so divine, and I can't wait for my love light to shine, to shine. Can anybody tell me where I can find any love? Any love that everyone needs a love, no doubt. Any love, any love. Hey, everybody feels alone without any love, any love, any love. And I know there's someone waiting for me to enter my life. Come into my life.
Any Love. Luther Vandross.
I tell you.
Oh, what a night to remember. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this. And Professor, we're almost at the end of the broadcast tonight.
One thing I just want to just say is let's not forget the style of this music, the polish, the feel that you get from it. We have to remember this. This is the epitome of black excellence. I have to say this again. This music is the epitome of black excellence. You know, the cultural critic and one of my heroes, Nelson George, he once said this about Earth, Wind, and Fire. He said, Earth, Wind, and Fire is a college-educated mentality.
Mm.
Okay? What Amazing. Does that mean? We've had two great migrations. Of course, the one that occurred after the Red Summer of 1919 all the way up to about, let's say, roughly 1950. And then, of course, the Civil Rights Movement begins. And so about late 50s, early 60s, you had a second great migration with African Americans that lasted up until about 1975. And so Luther, his music is the product of that second, great migration in which, black artists were making R&B smoother. This was influenced mm-hmm. by two things, Motown and by the recent jazz fusion that was initiated by Miles. Okay.
Amazing.
And who were the forerunners of that? Phyllis Hyman, jazz, trained, Angelo Bofill, Michael Henderson, okay, Norman, Connors, as well. So Luther takes that into the 80s, into the Reagan 80s, okay, right? Where the religious right and the conservative faction, they are seeing the benefits that blacks receive from the civil rights movement, and they're panicking and they are afraid that their time is about to go. It all really starts in the 80s, not with Trump. So at a Luther show, I'm almost done. At a Luther show, what would folks do? Men would dress up in their suits and ladies at best in a cocktail dress with a fur coat.
Of course.
This is black elegance. So let's not forget that this is black elegance here, and Luther is the celebration of that. And thank you, sir.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm reminded of the first and only time I saw Luther is in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an amazing show.
Of course,
it was sold out.
Yeah.
Wall to wall. It was absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
All
and
right.
Speaking of which, I thoroughly enjoyed this broadcast this afternoon.
Man,
got this. You cannot have a show like this without having the showstopper.
Okay.
Got the showstopper.
What you got?
I remember seeing the gentleman who released this the first time, I believe, that it was first released by Major Harris.
Uh-oh.
Love won't let me wait.
Thank you, brother. Ooh.
I saw, as a matter of fact, he is a product of Richmond, Virginia, folks. The fabulous RVA.
That is so true.
And I remember
Northside.
Seeing him.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him several times. I'm not sure whether this building still stands here or not.
Uh-huh.
The Sahara Club.
Oh, Sahara. Yeah.
It was on the north side.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's still there, but maybe not the way that you remembered it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know, and I also had the pleasure of, I belonged to a social club, out of high school, and it was called the Checkmates. They called it Checkmates. And we had our president, God rest his soul, a gentleman by the name of Melvin Pope. And we were the only social club that were able to bring in major artists. We had the Temptations there once.
What?
We had Sam and Dave there at the Sahara Club. We also had, now Major Harris, he performed there often, right?
Of course.
But we had several
town.
Big groups that came and I don't know how Melvin pulled it off, but we were able to get some major groups, the Checkmates.
Wow.
Maggie Walker High School. Well, we were Maggie Walker and we were also in Armstrong. We had members in both schools, right? Both uh-huh. high schools. But saw Major Harris there, Temptations. And like I said, I know Sam and Dave, and there were a few other major stars that we were able to bring into town. It was amazing.
Oh, boy. All right.
And this, folks, is the showstopper. Yep. That was Major Harris's signature hit. I mean, it was. It was huge.
It was, yes. And two mixes of it, too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. never turn around and leave.
God won't let me
wait. Not another minute.
Luther Vandross. Hey, thanks for listening. But keep in mind, there's always a party after the party. Thanks for listening to Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network.
Your heart's been